Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulleavy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kerr moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Sisell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sisell fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Simmons moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Mulleavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulleavy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley strikes out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kerr strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Faber moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faber scores. Whatwood scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Faber bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malivi moves to third. Tate moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Faber strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Fothergill moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly scores. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Homer Summa pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Summa reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Boley moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boley tags and scores. Summa tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sissel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.